Good morning, last pass we staff is daf Pei Dalid in the ninth parak Maseches Ksubos. The first sugya starts towards the end of Pei Gimel and Beis. The mission at the beginning of the parak, Pei Gimel and Aleph, in the end of the mission says as follows. In a case when the Baal's Kaisiv Le'ishtoi, it includes Uvim Moiseich, we know that one of the dinim that the Baal has a Nechsei Ishtoi, that he yarshins a Nechsei Ishtoi, his Kaisiv Le'ishtoi dinu dvorim b'chayich Uvim Moiseich. That so he's magish, he's specifically speaking about the nechos of a moisech, the din Yerusha. So the Tanakam of Mesa and Yosha. Rav Shimon Gamliel lo yomer in Mesa Yerushano. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds not like that. No. That his dinu dvorim doesn't help. To be mafkided in Yerusha, a Mesa, Yerushem, Shemas Mashkos of Atayra. Ho Hamas Mashkos of Tartan Botel. Hashem El says that Yerusha Sabal is Dr. Haisim. Right? That's Machloikis, the Loch of Yerusha Sabal. Till now we're going that Yerusha Sabal is a Dindra Bonon, part of the Takono, Baal B'nech Seyushtoi. That he's Oichel Peiris, the Chayeho, and the Yadrish of the Moisach. And that's why it's Yitochen that the Siluk of the Mishnah helps. Mishnah Amil says, Imeisa is Yoshena. So the Hanoche is that it's a Dinda Reis. And then he says, in the Chal Mas, the Mashach Kosper Tertinoi Bottle. Which, Bemison, we have to ask that, I mean, the sugya by us, which explained, according to the Tanakhama, Bechlal, or, you know, how you could be misalik, even the Achilles Peris, Zichad, Din Rabon, Bechayev, how does that work? So it's Mivuin the Gemara, that it's Mitama Halocha of Iefshi. A siluk in the takanas chachamim. So it should follow that there's something which is a deraisa, which is not a din rabbon. And stamos is not shy to the whole thing. So we shouldn't need really to come out to the halacha of mas na mashal kosa b'toyim. Now, Emerson is like this, is that the din siluk and masne are lav dafka the same halacha. And therefore, it's yitochen that this taka, two separate things happening over here. That the Iker din of the Mishnah in a Chinami would be sufficient just to say that Yerusha Sabal is the Raisam. Then it's not Shaykh the Yefshi. But Rav Shimon Gamliel talks about a Masne, right? I mean, till now, is that the halacha of Masne? Masne Masha Kosov Beteru. This might be taka a different halacha. And this a masne could be taka wouldn't have the chesaron of the efshi, and therefore we need the halacha of masna mashakos of batera tnoi botel kimivu in the sug. You know, if you didn't hold like that, then masna mashakos of batera is tnoi kayim. Okay, so we're mentioning like this that in the oifin that the Mishnah is talking about the siluk, which the sugya state that it's mitam ef shetachonas chachamim. So we wouldn't really have to get involved in the din of mas na mas because of batorim. It's sufficient just to say that Yibush is a baal zochter reisim. No, where does the chapsach and afkamina? And the mashmois hasugi definitely is that there is an oifim when we need to come onto the halacha. That so on that we're saying that it's a talking that the din of masne is not the same din as siluk, and masne beetzem would help even on a deraisa, and that's takatoli in the din of what you hold gabi call a mas mashkoster tonight both or tonight kayim. Okay, that's the first point over here. Now let's see in the Hemshech HaSugi. Zog the Gemara. We're on Pei Gimel and Beis, bottom two dots. Omer Rav Halacha Kavshim Gamliel V'loi Mitaimei. Rav Paskins that Halacha is like Kavshim Gamliel. That means that the Baals, which is Kaisid Din and Dvorim, or according to what we're saying, might be more negeya that heicha where he's masnim, coming to the halacha of tonight. The halacha is nevertheless that he yashes his wife. Veloy mi taime. However, it's not for the reason that Mishum this is because of the halacha of masna mashukas of b'toyra. It's someone that tries to set up. Tries to set up some kind of chalois, which is connected the dina ha'tayra, whether turn kaim turn bottle. Abemzin kimivuyer that the ikar nidin over here machlek is tenoim amiroim maybe whether tano is kaim or not is only by a dover shabbat moment, a momentistic thing. But stamti mafkia isurim that are not related to momentis. Well, we'll see about that. Is that kuliyam is masking that you can't stamti set up something that the isurim which is not related to momentis. That the Tanoim should help to allow to do things without having Yisuri Atarjah. So in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it doesn't help to affect the Yerusha. Nochal tiz yashin the gufa kagam lacha misas ishtoi. The reason that he says in the Mishnah is because of Master Mashka Torah is Tznoi Botel. Zok Rav, Halach is Akshim Amliel, V'loi Me Taimei. So the Gemara comes to understand what does he mean with that. Ma Halach Shim Amliel, V'loi Me Taimei. Ileimo Halach Shim Amliel, D'Omar Imbeisa Yerushenon, V'lav Me Taimei, D'ilu Shim Amliel, Sovar, Master Mashka Chosva Torah, Tznoi Botel. V'rav Sovar, Tznoi Kayam. This is possibly the explanation. At the Ikra Halach, he is passing like Shimon Amliel, that the Yerusha's Ishtoi is still intact. He's still gonna yash and be Yerusha's Ishtoi. However, the reasoning is not for the reasoning that Shimon Amliel says, because Rav B'Yisoid holds that Tnai is Kayim. So that's mitzad that Tnai, it would really help. Novos, because Sava Yerusha is about Rabban, Chachom also chizik with the Reim Yosef Mishal Torah. This is a new explanation. Lav mi taimei. And the reason over here is on the contrary, that Yushas Abal Be'etzim is Doch Drabon, and sometimes you find that something which is a Drabon on Taka, Chazal were Mechazik, Yiguf, because it's a Drabon, and people don't look at it to have the Chaymer of the Deraisa. Also, Rabban also chizik l'devreim yoyisim mishal Torah, and that would be the pshat over here. that Rabbanon were mafkia his tnai. But basically, in a deraisa, a person's tnai is kayim. That would be the pshat halacha. Shem gamliya v'loy mitaymei. So Rashi, Panam Rashi, Rashi says, Rav Sova Tanoi Kayim, Rabbi Yehuda, Machlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Gabi Mekadish, is the Isha Omnach, Enlecho Olai, Sherek Sus Vo Oino. So stayed over there, Bedovat Shabim Moma Tanoi Kayim. He was Mekadish in Isha, Almanas, that she shouldn't have Sherek Sus Vo Oino. And so of these chiyuvim, which is momenis, it's kayim. Primarily, sharing sus. Dovash moment tnei kayim. For hocho, amayu sheno. So no, so we're saying Rav Yisoid holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That tnei is kayim. So why is the halacha? How could they agree with the halacha over here that he doesn't yashin her? For hocho, amayu sheno. The Kosova Rav Yerushas Habal Drabonon. Betmi holds Tanoi's Kaim. So that really should taka stop the Yerusha. And of us, the Hayyos, they hold Yerushas Habal Drabonon. Chachom also chesleim yos mishil tere liyes Tanoi botol. So that's the pshat. Avare nechrami. The din is Tanoi botol. But lav mi taimei. Shingam Yel holds, the reason is because it's mass mashikos of Batoira. Rav passes like a Yehuda that betzimitzadet is tnoi kayim. The pshat over here is the reason why it's tnoi's bottle over here is on the contrary is because since Yushus Rabal Drabon also Rabon and Chizuk Levrei Meisim Yishil Toira. Okay, so this betzim would be a good pshat fitting into the words what Rav says. Now, fret the Gemara with sov Rav tnoi kayim. Zochta Gemara, but the problem with this mahalach is that Rav really doesn't hold Tnoi Kayim. V'hoid ma'hoim lechve amna she'in lecha olay yoyno, Rav Omar yeish lo yolov oyno, u'shmul Omar ein lo yolov oyno. V'zdine ha'in oyno b'negei tu mekach v'memkar, overcharging, undercharging the different gidorim of what the din I know is. So if someone sets up and the price is this is tackle off. Navos amanash in lecholay I know. It's machlek is rav oma yeish lo yolov I know. What that means that his tnai doesn't help. That the din Torah of I know is still chay v'kayim. Shmulam ein loy love I know. So this is the one of kashim, right? Fret the Gemara that we're going right now that Rav holds tnoi kayim, mas namashkas were tnoi kayim. That's why he doesn't hold like Rav Shmuel Gamliel for the time of Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Fret the Gemara that you see that Rav does hold that the din is tnoi botel. Yesh levo no. Now let's see. What's look Rashi? Look Rashi. I'm not sheing cholai I know. It's a sale that's happening over here. The din of a nozen is the din of a sale. Amana shein lecho olay oino. It's yeish lo yolov oino. The masne al mashe kos batero. What's the masne? Al toinu. Al toinu. Now, I mean, when we're talking about the halacha of mas and mashkos of Torah, we mentioned before that the nidden is just a nidden in a double shabbat moment. That over there it's yitochin that mitzad the momentous, which is something that might be b'shusa shalodom, and a person has the right to make adjustments in that. Now, I mean, that kipshuta is, when you talk about the moment, is you're talking about the hilchas choshen mishpat sheboy, right? The monetary monetary issue. The Hainu, that in the din of Haino, there's certain halachas of bitul mekach, that if the price that was set up was a price that was off, yosem ishtus, whatever the halachas are, there's hilchus bitul mekach, whether it's bottom elov or there's a schus in the bitul, or akoponim, less than that, it's machzidomim. This is all really in the monetary issue. But what about the lav of al toinu? Right. How do you done that? So something like this is that we find this there are I mean, primarily the dinei choshe mishpat in the Torah are very much mekusher with isurin, right? There's gzeila, right? And different mazik isurim which are involved. Right, the famous shaila that the Mefarshim talk about in the halacha of Moisim Mechavel of Horai, have a soft in the moments. So, in the moments, halacha is Moisim Mechavel of Horai, right? The person whose muzik holds on to the has to bring the Rai. Right, so the Achrenim ask a question that Lechet the Chasofi Gezel, right? Right, Sofi Gezel, meets out the person who's holding it. Right, so why is halacha mitzvah all of haraya fakert? Is you know misafik? That's mitzad, maybe mitzad the mamnes, but there's the isurim over here. So so it's I mean your dua that a mahalach in them is that I mean that all the isurim are really a toilado of the mamnes. That means that only after the din mamnes is oga pasul that it's his guilt, then there's an iser. So if the din chayish mishpat says hamayis milah haraya gives it to him, that's where the din chayish mishpat is. So then there is no loy sigzel, no sofi gezel. If the din is that the moment is blibes by him. So mahat haimo that over here also see tochen. That's the same cheshmen. That there's a lab of loy seinu. It's a lab in the Torah. But that's takam misli toli in the dinei chayish mishpat. So if the masa kosev b'teira is that if you taka have the ability to adjust the momentus, and therefore the momentus allows you to do such a thing, then in the chlamin is it's taka no lav.
You don't mean that if a person knows that he's dealing, that he's going to win with hamis mechaber l'raya, and it doesn't have less sigzel. You mean in a case where it's really a suffix?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. The erasing like echa. It's still the... Right. It's only hilchus fekis, right? You know, this is, you know, with the mensch based, you know, that it's not a suffix, then in a chnam, and then his fekis don't apply to him, even though maybe Bezid might be giving it to him.
She's saying, in case he doesn't know whether he was gozel or not. For Mishumma, whatever it was.
Yeah, right. There
were two coats. He took a coat. He thought his coat was identical to somebody else's. He took a coat. He thinks it's his coat. The other guy thinks it's his coat. We don't know whose coat it is. Something like that?
That would be a suffix as a taco.
Well.
No? I think what Rosh is saying is that it's Dine Sveikis. But you could only hold it if you're a vade.
You can only not if you're a vade. Why? Well, no, as long as you don't know.
Then I might make a very but I'm a suffic gezel on myself. I'm answering that if a guy really has a suffic gezel, he's allowed to keep it.
So I mean, if the din is mechal raya, there's no din by metzia. There's no din of mechal raya necessarily. Right? Depends what you know what's kaveh the dinim over there.
Person has money by him. He's right, because sure
you know, if you find something, you know, it depends what the case is. Right? It's something. It's just something if it's mine, right?
Oh, then, right. Okay. Right. Now I'll take it. So you know, I'll take it. That case, question. I'll take it. If you take it, so I'm going to write. More coats there.
Yeah.
You can't take one coat. That's even if Bezin's going to let you keep it because of my son of Raya. that's taking it. Somehow it's by you already. If you took it, I don't know, by mistake you took it.
So he left it in your house. You think it's whatever, your coat. Okay, you think it's your coat. He thinks it's his coat.
When the halacha is meis mechal horaya, right? That's the halacha. Now you could be a shema if it's a halacha of a shema. Right, there's also hilchus fakis. Right? You don't have to have necessarily have to have a tainus v'adai. But if you know fakert, right? If you know that it's not yours,
right? Sure.
That's okay. Yeah. So what's Dr. Gemara? That we were at this point we were trying to say that Rav Paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel v'loy mitayme, because Rav Shimon Gamliel saying because Allah of mas brotel, and we're saying Rav is not mitayme because Rav really doesn't hold like that. Rav holds that it's in his tnoi kayim in a derais, nor over here. That, see, he's really arguing over here, possibly in 2 points. That, first of all, that Yush Sebal Toch Rabbonon, and also Chizik, with the Vrehem, Yoisim Yishel Torah. Now, what's the most cash on that is that the first Hanoch is not true. He really holds that Tnoi is Taka Bottle.
This might be a question I can ask later also, but yeah. I mean, is Rav coming up with a new shita that's not in the Tanayim? And or he would hold that there's a time in, because this isn't a shita in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah doesn't have such a shita. So is it a new shita?
When we say the Mishnah, what Mishnah do you mean?
Our Mishnah.
Right.
Our Mishnah seems to hold it's either Tanai Kayin, for whatever reason.
Oh, okay, right.
Or it's a Doraisa, and it's Batul because it's Masna Masha Kazar B'dorah. And he has a completely different Shita, not like either
so
of those
Shita. He has a different Shita, but based on other Mishnah, I mean, it's just a combination of different Tanayim in other places. And our Mishnah doesn't have a Tana that.
Okay. So he would say that. Okay.
Let's say at this point, let's say he's saying that I mean that's the Lechora Tanakam our mission sounds like it's going according to Shitas of Yehuda. I'm sorry, excuse me. Nochmo. Our Mishnah, the Tanakam our Mishnah holds Yishus Habal Drabon. That's completely what it is, right? So our Mishnah is not really discussing the other side of Masna Masha Kosov Batarira. Right? Well, right? It's not relevant in the Tanakhama.
Right.
Right?
And now was masking now, to that. He just told that they did a chizuk more than the Shel Torah. So is there he has a Tana that holds that way? Or there's nobody in our mission who holds that way, right?
Oh, how does he know that? Right. How does he know that? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a valid question. That's a valid question. Right? How does he know? Where does he know to say that? Right? You know, if you have a Tana, you want to tighten up the Tana, that's what he's saying, you could do that. But we don't have any Tana that's saying that, so Rav is creating his own Shita over here. Could he do that? Now, I mean, Rav Grada could do that. Right? Is that what he's doing?
Right.
Yeah, okay, here. Right, you know, maybe you know, unless we have some Maran Mekoymus, clearly of this idea of also Chizik with Rem Yosi Mishal Torah, and then he has the right to apply that over here. So maybe he could, you know, base it on those shittas, wherever that is. Right, but like we're saying, you know, that at the end of the day, Ma'aser Rav Taka has the ability to create a new shita after Talmud Polig. So, Batsim, if it's necessary to say that, we could be samech on that. Okay, but that's a good point. Good point that you're saying.
Why is the Rav assuming that the reason the Tanakhama is cholik is because he holds that it's derabanan. Like, not that I would assume specifically the other way,
And he could hold its doraisa, but davar shebamamon you could be masnim.
Right, and then you could have your rav is not arguing on a tana. He's just chalik on a different issue is ksuba deraisa or not, which we know that's a machlokas tamayim.
So one time, what do you want to say?
I mean, the benefit you would get saying that both of them hold that ksuba is deraisa.
You're opening a possibility that the Tanakhama holds that what?
That ksuba is deraisa, and he's cholik about the masna makhtas ksuba betara.
It's like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. And so now you have a machlokas in our Mishnah on this, but were it Rabbanan, everyone would have agreed that, like Rav would say that they were,
did a chizuk.
Right.
In this covenant.
But I mean, we're not really helping ourselves for a source, right? Is that helping us for a source for Rav?
Not specifically a source, but we don't have a source that's cholik on it. In other words, the way the Rav is doing it is that we know that it's the Rabbanan and the Tanakhama holds that the Chachamim didn't do a chizuk, and therefore now you have Rav we need a source for him as compared to if you say that neither the Tanaim hold that it's the Rabbanan, so then it's a general shayla. So he could independently say something. He's not
you're gaining. No one's saying clearly against what he's saying. I'll tell you why I said that, but you have the right to be mistopic. I mean, Kipshuta, the mission is mashma that all these dinim are, the Tanakhama is all based on one reasoning. So that's why the mashma is the mission will be, just like the din of Paris, Achilles Paris b'chayeha is definitely din rabbonon, right? And that's where the halacha comes from. So it would seem in the Tanakhama that's the din of La'achar Moisich is also based on that din. Now that's the Pashas HaMashmuris. But you have the right to question whether it has to be like that. Maybe we could bring some other eyes. Right, so maybe think about it. Okay, Lomazen. Zakapon, so we're holding right now, once again, we want to give another explanation. That Rav is paskening like Shmuel Gamliel in the Mishnah, he's still going to yashin, but let me time it. Zok the Gemara. El halacha kam Shmuel Gamliel do Omar Hamas the Mashkos b'Torah Tznoi Botel. Maybe that's what it means, right? That he holds. When we say halacha, we'll see the more asking the question is, but the halacha means besides he holds halacha of tnoi botel, taka like we just brought from the din of Aino. V'loy mitaimei, d'lev shem yamliel, sovar, meisa, yirashena. Rav sovar, meisa, is doch lo yirashena. At the Gemara right now is open to taichi like this, that he holds Hashem Amliel, Mashma Pasara Tanoi's bottle, as far as that's concerned. And Lomitame means the Hashem Amliel holds Mesa Yerushano, and Rav holds Mesa Isdoch Lo Yerushano. And that'll be because Yerushas Habal Isdoch Drabonon. Of them, Fete Gimoro, Hai Mitame. That's not really explaining the words well. Right? Just explaining that he doesn't hold of both aspects. But that's mitaimei v'lo hilchasei. Tell me, if you say he holds that to know his bottle, but over here it's not applicable since this is a din drabonon. Right. So whether the Gemara over here had a real sakadaita or not, right, you can. One good question, right, over here. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. V'rav sovar im meisa lo yirishena. This is in this cheshbon. The kosav is spelled rabbanon. V'lo also chizik l'rem shel tera. That's what would be at this point. Akopon in fretti gemara that doesn't help us either. El ozalti mor halacha rav shimon gamliel do omar im meisa yirishena. Avad the etzam halacha. We have to say that's what it means. Halacha rav shimon gamliel. So he holds halacha. Imeisa his Yerushena. The lav mitaimei. What does it mean, lav mitaimei? The Yom Shem Yamliel Sovar the Raisa Tnoi Botul Hod Rabbonon Tnoi Kayam V'Rav Sovar Afilu B'Rabbonon Tnoi Botul. Is Zotig Mor, maybe this is the Pshat. Right? That the Halacha is like Hashem Yamliel. Right? We know that he holds that the din of in the rice is tnoi botel. So what would leimitaimei mean? Leimitaimei means that we wouldn't be limited to the tam shimam liel, because shimam liel is only on something which is the rice. So you could be medayik from shimam liel that were something to drabonon, then that doesn't have the halacha of tnoi botel, and then the tnai is takakayim. And Rav, when Rav is saying that even a drabonon, the din will be tnoi botel, because also chizl v'im yeshim shel tayra. Now, we should have been more at this point before, right? When the Gemara talks about such a tzad, right? That also chizk v'em yaisim shel teira, and really rish sabal's rabbonon. So l'chora that should apply not only to the din of Yerusha, but even to the ikur din of Paris, right? L'chora, right? And that's the Muskel Mishnah of Gemara sounds like we're only talking about Yerusha sabal. Right, but l'chayra, right? What do you hold about that? That if this is taka the pshat, that chachamu also chizd levem yoyse mishal teira.
Rabbi, not like the whole first half of the Mishnah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, Ravshit. Right, it's not so much about that in the Gemara. Right, but what do you taka hold? What do you take a hold? If the time of Rav would be because per chacham also chizik levem yoyisim mishal teira, so would that mean
maybe it's local? How do you know it's always? It's not every drabbanon. It's sometimes the drabbanon gave chizik levem yoyisim mishal teira. I don't think it's
no, but taka. Okay. But here you have to be mechalik between the Yerusha and right. The Paris. Where it seems like the same takana.
Is it one takana? Or two
okay, so l'chora. That's what we have to be mechalik. Okay, the question is, how are you mechalik? Right. No, isn't it? No.
That's a possibility. But over here, you can understand that it's takum, and it doesn't have to be one takana mamish. But akoponim, it's a nidin over here. Right? Why would it taka be that punkt the din of Yerusha? The rabbanon felt to make this chizik more so than the Achilles Paris. Now, I just want to just be more aware that we just discussed before that Emerson, the Iker Mishnah is not really talking about Tanai. The commission is talking about a halacha of siluk, right? And in the sugya, the shmuz of siluk is a shal from the efshit takonas hacham, right? The emerson is that in the halacha of efshit takonas hachamim. I would think, I would think that we don't find that there's a din of also chacham mechizel v'yaseh mishal Torah clapping the halacha of the efshi. I don't think that's the nidin in the efshi, and therefore
you can't say we're only talking about efshi because it's possible that Yerusha's deraisa according to some opinions and if Yerusha's deraisa then it's not efshi but the kanas chacham.
No, you're right. So this is what we mentioned before, maybe before you came, that this is what getting back to that point. Right? We were discussing that according to Shimon Amliel, right, if Taka the Ikar Din of the Mishnah, the Din Silik is based on a Yefsh Takana Sachamim, so all he has to say is that Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa. Why is he getting involved in the Din of Masne? Right? Right? So we were mentioning before that it could be that there's taka two separate halachas over here. There's a din siluk, and then there's a din of masne. Right? The halacha of siluk, that's taka based on the din of efshi b'takanas chachamim, and the din of masne is a different halacha, and that's taka what's totally in the din of masne. Amasha
kasa.
Tanai.
I don't know, the guy's making a
Tanai.
I'm selling you this on Tanai that...
So we're not trying to make the Din of Dvarim into a Tanai. We're talking about a different case. We're including another case. That's what
is
we're doing.
A different case?
Yeah. Right. Whoa. Right. What we'd be saying, according to this, what we'd be saying is that Avad Mitzad, the Din of the Mishnah, Din of Dvarim, then all you need to say is that it's a Deraisa. Right? And he's coming to say that even if you'd make a Tanai, and therefore you don't have the limitations of siluk, finesse vegan, it wouldn't help because of master mashakos. And that'll be totally an aloha of master mashakos of a Torah.
I mean, you're assuming from a Dover Pashat that a siluk would never, everybody agrees a siluk wouldn't work by a Doraisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's done right. That's what we're assuming right now. Right? Right, if you have maybe a shayla and shayla had learned the breathing more before, right? Maybe we could, right? Yeah. But that's what we're assuming right now. I think that's how most of shayla learned the sugi before. That's what it's based on. So what we're setting up over here is like this. That the Iker Mishnah is taka talking about siluk. Right, so the dinner of siluk is based on yefshi b'tanachan sachamim. So that's not negay b'chalocha of also chizikli the reim. And that's why therefore Rav is taka not arguing on the ikra mishnah. It's only negaya in an oifim where there was a tnai, right? And then the halocha of masna mashal kasevater. Right, Ken, and that's where the nidna over here is that mash comes from the Torah, that there's also chacham also chizkli yaseh mishal Torah, and you can't be masne. Right, that's what.
Shmuel is not responding to the Tana Kama case of dinat dvarim
meandu b'chayecha b'mosa. No, he is, but this day he's saying call mash comes from the Torah is including more than that. So I mean, as the Iker response that he's saying is that Yerusha Sabal is Dachdaraisa, right? Right? And that will be sufficient to talk to the dinner of the Siluk in the Mishnah. Now he's saying call Mas Mashkos of Torah to Chaps Nafkamina even if you wouldn't be Misalik. Now what we're trying to gain with that Cheshbon is that we're being ma'irer over that if the time of Rav is because also chizik levem yosef mishal Torah, so it comes that he's not only getting involved in the safe of the Mishnah, right, but in the whole ratio of the Mishnah, right, so that's what we're trying to gain possibly that avada the whole Mishnah is talking about siluk taka is a din of the efshi and. If the nidin is a nidin of the efshis, that's not negia. Also chizik v'vein yoshim mishal Torah. The whole shaila is just in a masne. That's where the halacha is. So even though masne mashkan Torah might be tnoi kayim, but that might be a shaila. But
what would the tanai be? How could he make a tanai? Like Like, if I don't know, you say, I'm selling you this on Tanai that there's no or no. But what Tanai would he say even?
In.
By marriage.
So, I mean.
Without making it a siluk, how would you make it into a Tanai?
Well, how do you saw that Rashi brings Rabbi Huda Shita by Makadish and Isha Manash Shein Alai Shaykh Sufi, you know?
Right, so that's by the original Kedushin. This guy's not doing this by the original Kedushin.
He's doing it by Chuppah.
He's saying this bechayach of Mosach when he first gets married. That's how you're learning.
No, this is a different case. This is not the siddur part. This is a whole new part. This is negiah to tonight. Would it at the Shas Kedushin, whenever you want to make it tonight.
Okay. I saw the rush. I didn't.
All right. Okay, so that's a koponim that could be a possibility that now Shitas Rav, what we're saying over here is that Rav holds where the Gemara is holding right now is that Rav really holds that Masne doesn't help at all. Side Rabbon and Side Raisa, right? So the proper Nusuch over here is not, it's not Yosef Mishal Torah because he bets him holds that Tnoi's bottle by the Raisa. Novos, that could have been only in a din deraisa and a din drabonim biyusoidai that the Tanai could have helped. That's already totally on how Chazal set up their dinim, whether they're allowed the Tanai to be mafkir or not, and that's Rav Shita, and that's what it means loy mi taimei at this point in the Gemara that it's meduikim shimi amliel that only because. Yerusha Sabal is the Ochter Raisa, but according to Rav, that it's not totally in that.
So I just want to make sure I understand. You're saying that it, according to Rav, if he had said EF she be Yerusha, that would work. It's only because he's saying I'm going to do Nisuin Almanas that I don't get the Yerusha. That doesn't work.
Right. That's what I'm offering. Right.
Okay.
But Sula can only work if it's Drabana.
Well, Rav is holding that the Yerusha is Rabban.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what we're holding at this point. Frat the Gemara, that also is not, doesn't fit into what Rav says, because Haik Taime Uche Hilchasehu, Rav Moisefu. Frat the Gemara, that Rav says that the it's halacha of loy ketayme. In fact, the Gemara that this betzem is ketayme ukehilchase. Navos that Rav is moisif. So you say that it is ketayme. Now that's because at this point that we're thinking that Yerusha Sabal is doch deraisa. Zot Gemara elo like this. Halacha Shingam Liel do Omar Amesiv Yishenov. Lav mitaime. Dib Shingam Liel sovar Yerusha Sabal deraisa. Chomas mashkos toyot noi botol. Rav sovar Yerusha Sabal's drabonon. So that's what it means. Loi mitaime because he doesn't hold his deraisa to apply the din of Masna mashkos toyot. Navos he holds Rabbonon. Navos he holds also Chom Chesed Levayim Kishol Torah. Right? I'm sure Amliel is saying only because Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa, that's what Halacha is, that Tanoi is Botel, and he's still Yashin. Rav is saying that no, Yerusha Sabal is Doch Rabbonon. And according to Amshim Amliel, that's if that would have been Halacha, then the Tanai would have helped. Navos also Chom Chesed Levayim Kishol Torah. Okay, so that's the Maskana Sagemoro teaching the Divrei Rav. Zok Rashi. Hob Drabonon. You see the Rashi over the last white line. Hob Drabonon. This is what you can make from the words of Shimon Gamliel. Hob Drabonon. Kigoin ze shehisne shayoich shaloyich al peiris. That's Zichar Adin Drabonon. Rav Sovar, Afil Tnai HaPeris Nami Bot, L'chachom Osel Chisel Levim. So his Rashi, right, seems to be saying...
So you're saying that Rav is not arguing with the Tanaim of our Mishnah by Siluk?
That's what I was trying to offer, right.
He would agree that Siluk would work even if the Tanai would not work by the Peris.
One more time? That
would
what?
He would agree that Siluk would work by the Peris even if the Tanai would not work by the Peris.
Right. Okay. Right. Now, these Rashis over here, right? When Rashi speaks that Rav Sovra Afil Tnai HaPeiris Nami Bot Chumos Chumim Yesim Shel Teira Kosh Kenei Rush Shihi Shishel Teira, right? So this is right, where you can mistapik over here, right? Rashi Lehedya mentions the din of the Peiris, and what does Rashi mean to say? Does Rashi mean to say in Hochanami that Rav Taka will argue on the whole halacha of Peiris, or like we're saying, right, that maybe there's a mokum l'chayim. Tehainu, Rashi is bedafka talking about Tanai. Zok Rashi, the kasha on that was it, and that stage in the Gemara, hoketayma ukehilchasehu. Zok the Gemara sphere the laugh kitami the mshim the mass mashkotar to me bot the mesa yushena, because at that point we were thinking that he holds Yushas Abal's the Raisa. Okay, so the maskona of the Gemara is that Rav holds Yushas Abal's the Rabbonon. That's why it's Gehilchasa Vloike Taime. The Tam is not applicable. Because it's not a shalva of the raisa. It's taken because of a new time that it's meduik in Reb Shimon Gamliel that he does not hold like that. All right, so the Gemara is coming out. Let's just take a think again. Benegia to your ha'ora that maskonas ha'gemora is that Yerusha Sabal is Rabbon. Okay, that's really pretty much what's coming out. That same point that Yerusha Sabal is Rabbon and also Chizik of the Rehim. Now, but there is a point over here. Masna Masha Kosa Batera, I'm just trying to imagine like this, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Masna Masha Kosa Batera is bottle. The Tanakamo, what's the Tanakamo Shita? According to, let's say, today, according to what we were assuming before, that the Tanakama sounds like it's all a Drabonon, and they hold that Loi Osu Chachomim Chizik Udivreim.
No, maybe you could say they even Rav is saying even they do, but they're only talking about Siluk. Rav is saying, according to me,
it's not a machlekes in the Mishnah.
What?
The din is not a machlekes in the Mishnah. The din is going to be the same. It's going to be. They're both going to hold. That
Siluk
would work and that
Tanai
would not
that
work.
That Siluk would work and
Tanai
would not work.
But it definitely sounds from the Mishnah like there's a
Machlokas.
You read the Mishnah, it sounds like there's a Machlokas. Even the...
But the Machlokas is
no,
if...
Right.
No, some
it's the right.
That's going to be the Machlokas.
Yeah.
No. They're both going to hold the same dinim. It's just going to be the Machlokas. And
yeah,
the Rosh Hashanah is just adding.
The Tanakamo is halacha. I mean, l'chora, if Rosh Hashanah is bringing in Tanai, that means that he's coming to say something that the Tanakamo doesn't hold like. Right?
Oh.
So the Tanakamo, let's just see in a second. Let me just make the cheshbon. Tanakamo, let's say, Kipshuta is told is Rabbon. So we don't really know, let's say, what the Tanakamo holds. To negate to the din of mas mashkas v'ter. That's not the discussion over here. Kipshutei, everything is drabonon. We know that akaponim there's no chizik, right? Because
well,
that,
he's only talking about siluk.
Right.
So there's no topic of chizik by siluk. Because siluk is not nogea.
Okay, maybe you could ask like this. According to what we're saying, that Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to say even Tanai, right? Now, what did Rabbanan know about? Right,
he's arguing about Siluk, or he's not arguing about Siluk.
Yeah, I mean he would be arguing about Siluk
because he's saying that this is the rice and Siluk won't work.
Right,
and he's saying the second thing, and I'm telling you a second thing.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Right, definitely. That
first of all, Siluk won't work, and second of all,
that even if you make it tonight,
it still won't work. It's the same.
Right.
Right.
See, what I was just trying to cheshmer is like this. It's just to make Shlomo's ha'orah maybe a little bit lighter. That maskonas ha'gemoro, we only find Rav Shita is also chizik l'reim kishal teira,
not
yos mishal teira, right. But I get to the shaila whether Rav is not like the Tanakam, right? That's what's changing at this point. That the way we learned before that Rav was also chizl v'em yoisim mishol Torah. So that's for sure not like the Tanakam, right? Kotem lechesh the Tanakam. Assuming that the Tanakam holds b'chol oifin that it helps. Right?
We don't know what the Tanakh is about tonight.
Well, we know what Rabbi Yehuda holds, but maybe not the Tanakhama.
Well, that's where that Ha'orah came from. Assuming that even though the Chum weren't talking about that, right? But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who comes to say a Chiddush, that even Tanai, right? So that will be the mokum to say that there is a machlekes about that, and he's come to say that not only do I argue with you by siluk, but even by tanai I argue, and even though the rice is not maspik, it's because I hold that and the rice it's no bottle. Now nechnami, it's not, you know, the Mishnah didn't really discuss it, so you know, in the words of the Mishnah, I don't know if you know. Not going to find it, but according to that's what we cheshmet. There's a machlekes about that, and that's why the ha'orah was that in cheshmet. So the Tanakhama holds that in a drabonon, it's loy also chizuk l'dereim. Right, so that was the basis of the question before. Is Shimon saying something that's agreed upon? Right, that's, it would sound like he's coming to say a chiddush based on his shita that the Tanakhama doesn't hold of.
So the Tanakhama will hold that Siluk works and tonight works.
Yeah.
And the Rosh Hashanah holds that tonight does not work because it's the rice, and tonight doesn't work because it's Masa Mashivas B'Torah.
Right.
So they both don't work.
Mm-hmm.
But you're sure, yeah.
Yeah, right. Right. That's that one of the ones Shmuel is saying. Right. What we're adding over here is based on that the Tanakhama is going to hold that both do work, right? Since it's all Shal v'Drabonon, right? So Sila could help, and Tanai could help.
And the difference between Rav and the Tanakhama is whether Asu Chachamim Chizit v'Dever.
So this was a ha'orah, a point that Michael was asking that Rav is creating a whole new shita on his own, because at that point of the Gemara, that Rav Zichr was not like the Tanakhama, right, with these hanochas. I'm just being ma'ir that at this point in the Gemara, that Rav really holds that mas namashkal toris tani bottle. So when he's making also cham chom chizik l'devreim, he's only being mash for it, right?
To the
raisa. So if the chacham shita were to be that mas namashkal kosav atayra is tnoi kayim.
Right, and they did a chizuk kushel Torah.
No, wait, I'm trying to go to the Rambam's. We wish we were going that way. The bottom sheet.
No, but it helps that Rob would cut. Okay.
Right, let me just see. It's Rabbanon, right? So it was not also chizuk l'dereim, that might just be because then it'll be Yosef Mishal Torah. Right? Right?
If no, because the whole Tanai is Kayim.
I mean, maybe if the Tana Kama holds that they made a Chizuk Kushel Torah, and Rav says they made a Chizuk Kushel Torah, but the Tana Kama holds that the Doraisa, that the Tanai is Kayim, so even when they made the Chizuk Kushel Torah, the Tanai is also Kayim. What Rav holds that the Doraisa is that the Tanai is Batul, so when they made the Chizuk Kushel Torah, the Tanai on the Durabanan is Batul.
So there's no chizik. Well, I mean, the Nochal Rabbanon hold that Tznoi is Kayim, let's say, in a deraisa, and the nidin will be in Rabbanon to give chizuk. I mean, and the chizuk in Rabbanon is always making it that it's bottle, right? So loy also chizuk lederain, that's what it will be, right? It will be a loy also chizuk.
Well, it's only Dabba Shabba Mammon Tznoi is Kayim.
Right. That's true. That's what we're talking about. We're right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to make it. Maybe that's where you're going, right? Which we're trying to make. Maybe it's totally in the shita of the deraisa. Right. So Rav holds Tnoi's bottle. That's why, by Rabbanon, it's also bottle. But according to the Rabbanon, that with the deraisa, it's not bottle. Would that be the halacha in the raisa? It's nice kayim. So Vati, you're not making. Rav is making a chizuk like the Torah. So we just be mashed with the din drabonon to the din to the din the raisa. Right, so that's why it's not it wouldn't be Lahedya's theory in that prat. Okay, so see if that chesedman is right. Right, that's what I think should come out according to this in this shlav of the Gemara. That the din of Rav lefi this is also chacham chizalvem kishol Torah. That's what it is.
This might be out of bounds, but I just want to. This that we're making a chiluk between siluk and tanai, is that because we're forced to. It helps us to understand the Rashi? This is specifically a sheet in Rashi? Because
the Rashi, which Rashi is saying?
This Rashi is where he says that it, by payer. I mean, I assume that you were pointing to the fact that he says a chiluk tanai by payers. Because I'm just trying to think, meaning we have, again, that's why I'm saying this is out of bounds, but we have this question of whether Tanai works on Devar Shelo Bala Olam, right? That's the Ramban brings that in.
Okay.
I didn't see that he was making a difference between Siluk. Is there a difference there between Siluk and Tanai and Devar Shelo Bala Olam, where it's only Tanai? I mean, I didn't see that there was a Chiluk there between the two things. Is this only a chiluk you want to make in Rashi, or everybody's holding from this chiluk, and now there might be a difference between siluk and tanai by Devar Shelo Bala Olam?
When we say Rashi, we're talking about Shitas Rashi, we're talking about the issue that Rashi maybe touches on.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just let me just take a step back. You're making a difference. You said the Rishonim learned there's a difference between siluk and tanai. Where are you learning that from? I didn't see that before we came here, so I'm just trying to see what's forcing you to say there's a difference between siluk and tanai.
So the first step in that is really coming from the ha'ara in the Mishnah, right? That Reb Shimon Amliel in the Mishnah talks about the din of masne. And on that the ha'ara was that once you're the raisa, so it's not shayach the yefshi. So that's the first step that we see that there's two things that we're dealing with.
Is siluk exactly the same as yefshi?
Siluk, Akoponim, in this eifin, that's what it's based on. That's what the Gemara is saying.
So you're saying there's no such thing as silik on a deraisa, that's what you're saying.
Right.
So again, so and you have this question of the Mishnah's. Okay, I'm going to go back to the Pashat question that the Rishonim asked. Right, the Mishnah's talking about that he says Dina Dora mainly b'nechasayach. Right,
mm-hmm.
And the question is which nechasayach are we talking about? Are we talking about right the ones that she has as an arusa? Because the previous Mishnah there says that the nechasim that she has as Nerusa, she can sell after she's a Nesua. If you go according to the main Tana and that Mishnah.
Mm-hmm,
unless
mm-hmm.
you go according to the Chachamim that ask on that. Right? There's three different ways to answer this question,
okay,
right?
Okay.
But if you, so the Ramban says we're talking in the same Havam, the main Tana over there,
mm-hmm.
who holds that she can sell the stuff that she has as an Arusa. And therefore, what are we talking about Dina Devarim? It's talking about stuff that she's going to get after she's a Nesua. And he can say Dina Devarim on those things, even though she doesn't have it now. Right? So, and that becomes like a question. Can you do it on something that they don't have now?
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. so now if we're going to make a difference between Siluk and Tanai, are we saying that Lagabi, this question, there's no difference? Meaning even a Siluk wouldn't help by Devar Shalobala Olam, just like Tanai wouldn't help? Or it's only Tanai that doesn't help Devar Shalobala Olam, but everybody would agree a Siluk works? Or
well,
the other
one. I'm just saying. Am I asking good or not? When you get to where you're coming from, where it's mevuya that there is no problem of labor la'olam in the Mishnah. Is that right?
According to the Ramban's question.
Fine.
The Ramban
right. So he's saying that what's happening in the Mishnah is not a problem of a labor la'olam. Right? Now you want to know...
That's in the silly part of the Mishnah.
In Tanai... Okay, but that's what you want to know. You want to know that in Tanai would there be a problem of Leibol Oilam?
Is that what the Ramban's saying? He's only saying by Siluk there's no issue of Leibol Oilam, but by Tanai he would be masking you can't be Tanai.
No, I don't know, but I just want to know where you're going. You're being medayik that he was not mechalik, and therefore that should be a reason why we shouldn't be mechalik considering what we're saying.
I'd have to go reread the Ramban. I thought that he used the lashon of Tanai there. And he was talking about the ratio of the Mishnah, but I don't know. Maybe he never used the Lord
tonight. Let's say that would be true. I just want to see where you're going. That were it to be that whatever he's working with, his Shaila, Lagabi Leibol Oilam, that the same way it doesn't affect a Siluk, it won't affect a Tanai, right? So then how would that affect us?
So then,
why would the Tanakama, right? Are you saying that why would the Tanakama say that it's effective? Right? According to the Tanakama, you have a Davar Shelo Baba Olam, and he's saying that I don't want it, and the Tanakama says that works. So you're saying that
right, even by a Tanai. Even with a Tanai. That's why I always have to relearn things after the shiur.
we're specifically talking about the din of Osu Chizik. Osu Chizik to prevent. To preventing a takana from being chal, right? That's what we're discussing, right? And we're saying that Rav Kenzan is
the Rav the last thing the Rav said
that we're discussing the halacha of well, the chacham also chizikle divrayim, and we were trying to say that maybe that's halacha dafka in Tanai, but not in Siluk, because Siluk is based on an EFC, an Eyefshi that passed like a funa, so you could always make an Eyefshi. That's what we were discussing then. Now it sounds like Michael wants to take it from the Rishonim that they didn't see a chiluk. There is no difference between a siddik and a tnai.
He says the word masna in the Rishon.
Oh, you're talking about the Ramban there?
Yeah, I mean I don't understand. He doesn't talk about siddik in the Rishon. Masna.
What was the lashon of the Ramban? Go ahead.
I mean, I'm just looking here. The Rosh also discusses this. What's he saying?
Okay. I mean, I could hear possibly that the lashon of the Ramban might be mashma, and I didn't realize this is what you were saying, that it sounds like the whole siluk is just a form of tnai. That's what
right.
that's what he mashma. So
that's
then,
what he seems to be saying.
So that he's talking, not saying anything new. Rav Shmuel Milne Mishnah, I call mas mashma kosev v'tayra. Right, you know, it's taka not a new, lom. This, and if that's taka true, then we'll have to say that this that he's adding kol mas mashkos v'tayra is really a secondary reason why you can't help. First of all, you hold the yush sabal's the rise, so it's not shayich the ikar halacha of yefshi, right? And even if you even without that. Right.
Maybe it is under SS.
What?
Maybe it is because if you hold,
if it's working from Tanai is working under SS.
I mean, the whole Gemara might have to be read differently. But Al Kaponim, if Tanai and Siluk is the same zap, and you hold, you could be Masna Al Shal Torah, so then you can make Siluk also.
So then you have to go back to the sugis haGemara, right? I mean, so why is the Gemara right only because of an Eyefshi over here, right?
Well, the Ramban is going to have to deal with that either, right?
So we're just reheshbening. And we're taking maybe out of what the Rishonim is saying that they don't seem to have two different types of transactions over here that you're making, right? And therefore it would sound like that maybe this is all one thing, and then therefore we're just going back to an alternate that the chesn that we were saying taka was only on the side that taka do different things. If there's mashmois in the Rishonim over here that it's all one thing, so then going back to that original question that we asked. Right, that why is he saying masne, right? Why the Gemara, right? Without redoing the Gemara, but the Gemara itself seems to be saying it's based on the Efshi, which is a din rabbanon. It would have been sufficient for him to say it. So we have to say a different answer to that question now. The answer to that question is going to have to be that in Ochanami, right? So let's just cheshbon nesayis for a second. So we'll have to say in Ochanami that Be'etzem, there's really two reasons for one halacha, right? Not that there's an afkamina, right, that he's saying the new reason for, but he's saying two reasons. He's saying, first of all, it's a deraisa. So you don't have the Efshi in the sugya. And Be'etzem could have stopped over there, right? But he's saying that not only that, but there's once it's a deraisa, so now there's a second problem.
What do you have to say?
I was holding it's just this tug of the sea saying it's the same problem.
Is it the same problem?
Why can you on a Durabunan, I mean, there are kind of different ways to learn the issue, but let's say, you could learn that on a Doraisa, he holds you, you can't. I don't know.
Okay.
I tried to just say, not to use siluk or masna, but you can't push away a doraisa, and this is a doraisa, but a durabanan, the other one, peros, which is a durabanan, he holds, that you could push away, because it's a durabanan.
Mm-hmm. No? Does that mean that the haskola of the Gemara by us is assuming that, that in other masna namash kosel b'teira is that that's the hanocha in the sugi is like that, and that's why the Gemara had to say that was a drabanan.
The Ritva also used the word tanai throughout the Mishnah, even the Reish at the beginning.
The Ritva and the Ron have two different ways of explaining, because you have two things. You have the Rav Kahana, and then you have the EFSHI of Rava and Rav Huna. Mm-hmm. There's a question of why do you need two tamim, right? Which is part of what you were dealing with. And the Ran has one way of explaining, the Ritva has a different way of explaining, which I'm just not going to have my head there right now. But that doesn't, maybe Rashi is learning like you're saying, though. I mean, that there's a difference between Sila, because...
So, truth, I don't want to really rely on the Rashi. I don't necessarily see what I say in the Rashi. So I just see Rashi touches on the issue of the Paris, and really in the Rashi itself, Yesh L'Stapik, what Rashi means, right? But I just seen that the Rashi tackle brings up the point that once Rav is tackle based on such a halacha, that also Chizik L'Reim. In a Drabbanan, so then now it's not limited anymore to the din of Yerusha Sabal, right? It could affect the din of Paris. Okay. But you're showing it in the Rishonim, that in the Rishonim it would sound like that Siluk and Tanai really are one and the same. Okay. That's what you want to offer. All right, like to take out of the Rishonim.
Okay, I don't know. maybe some Rishon, that could just limit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a point over there, okay. Okay, Lomazen, let's just theorize this Gemara so then we can start the Mishnah. Let's see, Zot the Gemara, the last piece in the Gemara over here, Fet Gemara, is as follows. Besovar Rav Yerushas Habal Drabonon, the way we're going right now, in order to explain the Shitas Rav, that's Loi Mitaimei, I think what is coming out, the Rav holds, we say that Yerushas Habal Drabonon, that's why he doesn't hold that it's the reasoning for the Mishnah is not based on Mishung Amlil, which is a locha of Mas Mashkas Batari, because he holds Yerushas Habal Drabonon. Affecting more Akasho, the Rav Sova Yerushas Habal Drabonon, for Hotnan, Abyechim Vrekoimer, Hayerish is Ishtoi, Yachs, and then the Mishpocha. Now, what we're showing over here, this is a whole sugya over here, and really what we're just looking for over here is that it's Mivuyer in this Mishnah that Abyechim and Vreko holds that Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa.
Yeah, but why would we even have a Havanet? He said Rav holds that way. It's clear that Rav is just explaining Abyechim and Vreko. I don't understand the
Havamina. Okay. Sometimes you tackle find that we base halacha on this that Amiroim or Matriach to explain a certain sheet as Tanoim is because they have a personal a pasuk like that. I mean, in Zichar you find that in Rishayim, in the Rif, in the Rosh, that midishokol v'tori the sugi, right? The sugi taka, I'm old, the Gemara would ask a shayla according to a certain tana, right? So that will be a raya that the halacha is like that, because if the halacha is not like that, the Gemara wouldn't get so involved.
When there's two tzadim and then the Gemara goes by, the Iboy say what that side is right, and it builds the next whole shtickle on that side. Often, I was told that's usually the
halachas
we're choosing. That's the same thing. Like
could be. That's along the same lines. All right.
There's something like that at the end of the daf where it gets into Rabbi Tarfon, and they get into like a chiluk in how Rabbi Tarfon holds. It seems like, well, why are you getting into that if we don't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon?
Okay. Mm-hmm. 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 Right.
Well, so Yochanan Paskins like Rav Tarfon b'di'evit.
I hear. So then it, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, like it would have
Okay, good, very, very good, very good. Okay, we're working things out. That's very nice, very nice. Okay, Akopanim, but to give your ha'ora to satisfy the thirst of your question. Right, maybe we could help you a little with that. Okay, right. What's the more stakatayteh over here? So now let's see. So the Gemara of time. Yochanan ben Koyim ha'yoyish is ishtoi. Someone yashins, this is Yerusha Sabal. Yerusha Sabal, the halacha is that yachs of nemishpoch v'naklem nadomen. Zok Rashi, yachs of nemishpoch v'yoyvel. We're talking about the halacha of yoyvel. The din of yoyvel is that all the chveis, kakois, things that have a Torah's karka are choizer to the original owner, is yachs of nemishpocha. He yashin karka from his wife, is yachs of nemishpocha. However, the Bichman says, v'inakelem nadomen, right? Talks about making a payment, making a, that they have to give him a payment.
The deduction.
That it goes back to them and they'll pay for it, but a reduced price. But the ikar halacha of this is that there's a payment for it. What does the Mechim Breken hold? If Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa, my Yachzer, Yerusha is not choizer b'yovel. Dafka amechir or matonim v'idrabonim, and if it's drabonim, so therefore midiraisa, itaka there was no Yerusha over here. Idrabonim. Now
the din of yovel is only on things that are a matana or bought, but it doesn't apply to anything to do with Yerusha.
Not Yerusha, right? Not Yerusha. Now, there's a point over here that we have to be aiming on. That the Gemara is saying over here, v'id rabbonon domim maya v'tayhu, that if Yerusha Sabal is only rabbonon, then definitely it should go back v'yovel. And why are they making any payment? Why are they paying for it?
When you get back fields and yovel, you don't pay.
You don't pay.
You get it back.
Right. Now, what does the Gemara mean over here? V'i drabonon, right? Yerusha Sabal is drabonon. Does the Gemara mean to say that the drabonon can't affect the din deraisa and mid deraisa? It doesn't belong to him.
He got it like a matana. The Chacham gave it to him like a matana, and it's a matana. But when the matana goes back by Yovel.
So, but you hear what you're saying? Now, what do you mean with that? Does that mean that the Rabbanon, the Din Rabbanon is, it's taken not mitam Yerusha? Or a Yerusha Rabbanon, you know, in the Derais, they go, oh, this is a Matana. Right?
Like how were the Chachamim talking it, or do the Chachamim have the ability to be talking it?
Okay, so now let's speak it through like this. That I mean, L'chayro, when we talk about Yerusha's Habal's Rabbonon, right? So what does that mean, Taka? How does that work? On the one hand, Yerusha is an intrinsic thing that Ayidei the Misa of a person, there's a halacha that causes a transfer to someone who has a terrorist Yerush. So when
does it have to work through Hefker, Bezin, and Hefker that the Bezin is taking away the property from the proper Yorushim that are supposed to Yorush that are Daraisa, it's her relatives that are supposed to Yorush, and the Chachamah are are taking it away from those Yorshim and giving it as to this Baal?
What's your other tzad? I mean, they're definitely affecting the din of the Yerusha Deraisa, right? The question maybe is how they're doing that. Now, right?
Can you be mafkir land? And if you can, what happens at Yovel?
If someone, let's say, is mafkir their own land, right? This that Yovel is machs elabailim, is that even if the owner is mafki his bailus through hefker, not through giving it to someone else? Okay, I don't know what the answer to that is. But that maybe is just opening up another possibility of how this is working. But let's hear again. The Gemara is saying that if your holy Rosh's Habal is not the Raisa, then it's posher to the Gemara that you go back. Right? It should have the regular dinim of Chayza B'Yovel. That's what the Gemara is saying. And it goes back, and the regular dinim of Chayza B'Yovel is there's no domim. Right? Why is anyone paying anything? Right, so what we're being aimed over here right now is like this: is that this that the Gemara holds that Yerusha Sabal is drabonon. Why is it that the Gemara understands that definitely it should go back? Now let's first take on this time. Just really dining on the Ikar Halacha of Yerusha Sabal drabonon. Right, what did drabonon do over here? Right, Yerusha Sabal. So there's really, I mean, it sounds like it's taka a din Yerusha. Now, but in order for a Yerusha to work, you know, you have to do something to the din of the Rais Dikki Yerush, because Betzim, that should be Chal. So, one could understand that Maybe there's two steps over here. Right? We'll see if you have to learn it in two steps. But first of all, there's a hafko of the Yerusha Deraisa. That's about what's going with it, with the koich of Hefke Bezdin. Right? That Bezdin was mafkir the Yerusha Deraisa, and therefore the Misa Taka is not sending it to the Yerusha Deraisa.
At what point did they make the hafko? Before the Misa?
The hafko will be b'chal, right? Right. That's where Chazal will place the hafko, and therefore the misa is not going to send it to them. But that's only step number one. Okay, good, fine. So you know it doesn't send it to them. But now they also have to set up a new wiring, right? That it should send it to him. So so you could have understood that this is halacha, that it's taka mitam Yerusha. Now, if it's mitam Yerusha, so why would it be that it's so poshut to the Gemara that it should go back? Right? The mere fact that it is a drabonon. Why is it poshut that it should go back? I mean, Bifrat, that means the Hafko that Rabbonin do have a koch of Hefke Bezdin, right? So the Maisa, I mean, the Yerusha wasn't Chal, right? So it wouldn't even be right to say that Midaraisa, really the Yorshim, you know, they're the Bailim. They're not the Bailim. They never became the Bailim, right? The Yerusha, the Din Yerusha, the Rais Yerusha, there was a Hafko on the Din Yerusha, and it was sent to them. So they're not really Minyan anymore, right? So why should it go back to them? Right. So that's why there is talk in the Achronim about this, that were it to be taka that the dinner of Yerusha Sabah would be taka mitam Yerusha, then we wouldn't understand why the Gemara holds for Dover Poshut that it should go back. And this is what Rulio was saying before, that the Pshat Gemara over here, Tako Ken Zayin is because if Yerusha Sabal is Dravonon, then it's Tako not Mitam Yerusha. It's really a din, like a matono. That's what it is. And matono is Choyze B'Yoyvo. Right? That's why the Gemara holds for Dover Poshut. The Gemara is asking this Monoshoch. If it's Dravonon, then Aval, it's Choyze B'Yoyvo. Right? Okay, so this is the question of how to learn the Gemara, right? I'm just to speak out again over here. That at first glance it sounds like that the mere fact that this is Rabbonon ki'ilu like midaraisa, it really, they're really the Yoshim, so that's the basis why it should be Chayzer B'Yoyevo. But what we're being more over that it's not so posh like that, because it's not like that, you know, intrinsically they're really the Yoshim, you know, not only on a Rabbonon dika level. She's the Yerush, because once when you talk about Momenis, so the Rabbon had to have the koyach to get in there and takabim afkia and shine, you know. So their then Yerusha was never chal on it. So why should that be a reason why the Gemara holds for Dover Poshut should be chayz v'yovel? So that's why this other mahalach tak would be that in the Iker Din of Yerusha Sabal, that it would maybe seem from this Gemara that Kim Lehu Lechazal, right? maybe you know why it's posher to the Gemara, but according to this way to teach it, the pshat is that if Taka was mitam matona, right, that's what it is. So Be'etzem they talk about Yerushit Navos that Chazal gave it over as a matona. So the Gevul of Matana, so that's why the din is. Meister, the din of Matana, it's Chayzer B'Yevul. It's not any different if they would have given a Matana Midas. What do you say?
I was just going to put a question out there. I don't know that there's an answer or not. Now, the Torah says you shouldn't sell the Tzmisus, right? And it says that when you sell, you should calculate how many years are left to the Yovel, and you should sell according to how many years are left to the oval, da, 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 and that's the way you do it. Let's say somebody didn't do that. They sold it, and they said, we're selling this, this sale is forever, and this amount of money has nothing to do, you're not going to recover it with the papers left to the oval, you're selling, you're paying much more than that amount, and they would do that. Is it kain?
So you wonder whether they have to do the mass gospel of the Torah?
Maybe that's a
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't hear the shout. Mm-hmm.
So you can say it much easier if you make a sale and you say, I'm an ashalot tishmatenu yoivo.
Right, something like that, right.
The Gemara in Makkos, you know, that Gemara brought before, Taka talks about a choiv shleit hashem tenis shvius. That's the Gemara talks about such a halach, right? So that would be right, similar to that. And it seems to be this machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. So what was then? So Akapon, but the Gemara is asking Akasha Mamonoshoch, right? That what's the mokum to go back with a payment? Right? That was the Gemara's question. No, if it goes back, then that's the halacha of Chayz V'Yevul. There's no payment, and if you hold that Yerusha Sabal is Dochter Raisa, then it shouldn't go back at all. And for the Gemara, Zot Gemara. Really, Rishis Sabal is doch the Raisa, and Be'emes in Ochanam, like the Gemara said before, that there shouldn't be any payment, and there really isn't any payment. Ukigoyin Shahi Rishosai Ishtoi Beis Hakforis. The Kaka that we're talking about.
There shouldn't be any payment, but it shouldn't go back by Yovel to the Hermish Bachelor.
it's about the rice. So yeah, okay, right. You're saying better, right? I didn't say it right. Yush sabal zoch the rice. So, right? Zoch the Gemara. Goyim gazar yush sabal zoch the rice. Kegoyin shehivishose ish the basic forest. That the kaka that we're talking about is a basic forest. And umishum pegam mishpoch amrabanon, because of pegam mishpocha, that's why amrabanon lishkol d'mei leheder.
So that, it's nothing to do with yovel. Nothing to do with yovel. Rashi that said yovel in the beginning of this piece, it was the havamina.
At this point, the din of Yerusha Sabal, right, we're saying really is the Raisa. Now the Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa, so it's Bechlal not affected by Yovel. Why are you selling it back to them?
It's a separate halacha of because of Gal.
Right, right. Bechal, you're right. That because of Pamash Bocha, they have the right to force him to sell it. Right? That's what this halacha is. Betzmin has been Ikra Hadin Taka, it belongs to him. Right? And nothing really could affect that. Even if it were to be Yovel, it wouldn't affect it. And the schus is to get it back is Al Pamash Bocha. And once that's so then L'chayre Yovel is not malo moirid. Right? L'chayre. Right? Feti Gemara Uma yinaka lahem min hadomim. Right? So what are we minake?
But they have to pay money. They have to, before the Gemara starts right now, they have to pay the full price. They're buying it back.
Right, right, mm-hmm, right, right. As of there's no reason to give them a cheaper price now.
Right.
Right? That's mitzvah.
Right.
Right? They have a schus, you know, to buy it. But, right, no reason.
It's a zeitige thing. It's nothing to do with Dine Yerusha. It's nothing to do with Dine Yovel. It's a side thing because it's a basic forest. It's a side, it's Gamish Bach. It's a separate halacha.
Right. I mean, Hachos Lahochi, right? You could even clear. Let's say she would have sold it, right?
To a different person,
right?
Not just right. To her husband,
right?
The Chora would be the same halacha because mm-hmm. That's what it says further. Hamocher Kvaro V'Derech Kivro Kovros Amakocha. That's the same type of thing, like as if she would have sold it,
right? Izot Mamay Nakelam and Adomim. Zot the Gemara, what that means is to make hever ishtoi. Rashi says shechayv hu b'kfuraso, that the baal is chayv b'kfuras ishtoi. That taka has to come from him. That's his achrayis. Now let's just hear here what that means. That so he has this $10,000 piece of land, this
Pesach
forest. So he actually Betzmin says they have the right to buy it back from him. The real value is $10,000. He really should receive $10,000 from it. So why is he only receiving $9,000? Because he's mechuyev in kfuras ishtoi, right? Now what's the pshat? Now why is that? Who's he paying that to?
Let's say her family has a basic forest and it didn't belong to her, and he wasn't yorishit, and it comes time he has to be kfuras ishtoi. He has to pay her family money to bury her in her family's basic forest. He has to pay them. Right. He has to go to his father-in-law and say, "Here's $1,000. I want to buy a grave in your graveyard that belongs to your family to bury your daughter."
Right, that's what they're saying. Right?
Well, hopefully not the father-in-law. Though.
He has to pay the money, or it's only in this type of case when he's getting paid back that we deduct it some reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. And why is there any payment over here? So how do you understand?
What
just like what you're saying, if he has the obligation to bury them, and they have a, you know, a place to bury, so, you know, so...
You would have had to pay somewhere else, so now it pays them. He got in the dunya, so he's paying it from the dunya.
The fact that it's a basic course for the mishpacha doesn't...
Yes,
they could charge him. They could charge him. Yeah. Okay. I guess so. Right. That's what it is. They could charge him. So just like, you know, they could have paid the full $10,000, and then he could have bought it afterwards. Right. So that's what the Yanaka is in a chenami. Okay. Put things into perspective. Okay. Yeah. I guess, you know, yeah, theoretically, yeah, they own it. And if they want to, if they're looking to make money, since the Baal is achroi, he has to pay for anywhere else.
So he has to take money out of his pocket if they own it fully.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's a chiddush. I don't know what it
means. They have the right to charge, right? You know, we're just looking at that. I mean, what do you have this for? Is this for the Me'am Mishpoho? So
right.
You know, you pay the money for it, and shine here. This is it. But. I guess in the Chayish Mishpat, you know, they have the right to charge the husband, since the husband, you know, it's his achrayis. So the fact that they already have it is not a reason for him to pater himself. Right?
He's their ex son of law.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
We're charging for perpetual care also.
Sure.
Akoponim. Yes. What you see over here? Okay. So the Gemara is coming out over here. The Avad Rabbi Yechim Nerke holds that Yerusha Sabal Zoch the Raisim. Right, and Mayanake, right, that's to make every Israel. Kidisanya, Moicha Kivre, Vider, Kivre, Mamode, Mokam Espedoi, is born, a person sells away the, Basak Forest and the Mokam Halavaya, Vahulu, is born a Mishpacha, Vikovinais, Bal Korcha, Mishimka Mishpacha.
But it doesn't mean for free, they have to buy it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they can buy it back against the Baal Karcho, against the like, yeah. But they can't cover themselves Baal Karcho without paying for it.
Right, 100%. Right, it's a schus. I mean, gevenlich, you can't force someone to sell something, right? So that goof is a schus, right? That you could force someone to sell it. Zot the Gemara. So this was the Gemara's kasher, right? And we explained before that maybe the reason why the Gemara thought that Rav held like this was because he was noches into be mazber the shitas rebechin and ben breiker. And for the Gemara, Rav time the Rav Yechim ben breiker. Rav time rebechin ka amar lev lelei sviru lei. Zot the Gemara that he was noches to be mazber is not because he holds like that, but he's just coming to explain the time of rebechin ben breiker. That's the shak v'tai in the Gemara. Now it could be that it's only because we know Rav holds otherwise, that's why we're saying this. But a taka would look like that we would have the right to understand that without the bikiyas, if Rav is noches to be mazber, we have the right to assume that he'd be so he holds like him. Okay,
so
let's
see. So it ends up, Rav Yochanan Rogas halacha is very limited. When you read the Mishnah, it sounds like Hayorish Azizha Yachzal of Nimishbacha. It sounds like, you know, it's talking about a lot of things. It's talking about specifically only a basic forest. His whole Mishnah. It's a limited halacha, even though when you read it, it sounds like it's more...
Right, general. Right, very good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right, that's the Gemara, keep going. Mm-hmm. Right, that's all what Rav is being masbris, right? Giving a ganze beer to, and part of the explanation is that the fact that he holds, that's the Aleph, the Yushas Baal's Dochter Raisung. And once that's so then tackle what's b'chal the mokim of a moment. It's a teres is that there's a forced mechira over here because of kamish b'chal, because we're talking about a basic forest. Understand? Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, we're holding a little late over here, but let's just start the Mishnah. Right? Whoever has to leave could leave. Right? Don't feel tied down over here. Okay, Michael, if your shir is
I don't think it's meeting this week. I don't think it's meeting this week. No, I just have Pesach coming. But
yeah, okay,
I can do it later.
Okay, we're just gonna read the Mishnah. Alright, let's read the mission over here. Alright, get started. So the mission. Misha meis v'nech ishu bal choy v'yoshim. Alright, person's meis, and he has different types of bali choyvis, right? In an isha, right, the choyv of subashisha, it's a type of choyv. Right, has its own gedorim. Mailus and Chesreinus. Akoponim hiniach isha u balchoiv and Yoshim. V'hoyle pekod ne'milvah b'yad acherim. There was momenus that he had. Pekodin or a milveh b'yad acherim. It wasn't by him. Pekodin, there was an object that someone else was watching for him. It's b'shus acherim. Other a milve, money that was lent to a different person, that person owes him money.
Why don't we say Shigudu Rav Nosson, that the malva owes the mace, and the mace owes the balchov, and take the money and give it straight to the balchov?
Does Shigudu Rav Nosson tell us to give it? As opposed to who?
Forget about the whole Mishnah. It's not a topic. Owes mace owes balcho.
And isha.
But that's maybe only when he's alive.
Why?
Because then you can take from his metaltolin. But when it's your
Hashem, it goes directly. It's we bypass the middleman. Number three owes number one directly. It's a chov between one and three, and everyone else is not involved in the story.
So we bring in Shibud the Rav Nosson.
Not here.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. let's just see the Mishnah. I think this question might be a little premature. Let's just see what the machlokes in the Mishnah is, and then we could then we'll see what the issue in the Mishnah is, and then we'll see whether Shibud Rav Nosson should get around everything. Well,
I was just going to say, do the Yorshim owe this guy anything? They didn't borrow anything from him.
It's nothing to do with the Yorshim. This money is not owed to the mace. This money is owed to the person that the mace owes money to.
The Balchov is coming to collect money. Who owes him money? The mace.
No. The person that owes the mace owes him money. Owes money to the mace owes him money.
The mace owes him money. Somebody else owes the mace money.
Rav Nosson says that really the one who owes money to the mace owes money directly to the balcony.
Okay, you don't hear my answer. I'll think about what you're saying, but you're not hearing my answer. I hear. Okay.
You're saying that he owes money to the mace, and the mace gave it as a Yerusha, and therefore when Yerusha, it's a different situation.
Yeah, because the Yorshim have the loan that the father lent out, and the debt was to the mace. So it's not, whatever.
It's two different people.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's not right. I don't know. That's what I'm understanding.
Okay. Let's just see the basic nidden in the Mishnah. Okay, zok the Mishnah. Tafanam einosnu lekoishul shebahen. Cheetahs tarfin is that moment is goals lekoishul shebahen.
What's the try to give it to the weakest one? Why would you want to give it to the weakest one?
Mm-hmm. Now the weakest one that we're talking about over here is between the ksubas isha and the balchoyf, right? The last balchoyf. Right, mean kipshuta. What that means is that the ones who have the earlier dates, they have a chance to get the karkois, but this one that has that his the date of his chayiv is first later, so he's not going to get from there. So then that's why he's the koshel. Right, now, why we're looking to help him out? Okay, now we'll have to see why we're doing that. But that's who he is, the kosher shebahem.
maybe because it's a kosher, he shouldn't get the money.
Let's see. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Eimer Achim Adin El Yinosnu Liyoshim. Rabbi Kiva has a whole different sheet over here, right? The hand like this, that Rabbi Tarfon saying that it doesn't go to the Yoshim, that's Ogaret, right? And he's just discussing which one of the Baalei Chovos get it, right? Yinosh L'Koshel Shebahen. Rabbi Kiva is saying that, no, Adrabu, right? It's Emrachim Badin, but his Emrachim Din is not that you give it that it goes to the first of the Baalei Chovos, but Adrabi, it goes to the Yoshim.
Oh, is Rabbi Kiva arguing on 1 point or 2 points? When he says Ein Rachman Medin, meaning is Rabbi Tarfon being Rachman Medin, he holds it doesn't go to the Yorshim, it goes to one of the Baalei Chovos, Meikaradin. And then he's Merachim to give it to the Koshel. And Rabbi Kiva's arguing on two things. One, I hold Meikaradin, it goes to the Yorshim, and Ein Rachman Medin. Or is he taking it from the Yorshin? That's part of the Rachamim, and Rabbi Akiva is arguing on
that. Very good. So this is really what we need to know over here. Is, right? Means that there seems to be or you say it's the Gemachlekes, and we'll have to find out as we see the sugya. But that Rav Tarfon seems to be going that the shail is which one of the Baalei Chovos he gave it to, and that's the Yorshin L'Koshel. That's what it would sound like with Moskva Rishon, and Rabbi Kiva is saying that Adrabba, the Yoshim was Zoyche in it, and
what's Rav Tarfon's svar not to give it to the Yoshim?
I think the shaila is whether the Yoshim was Zoyche in or not. That's really the shaila. It's by someone else, right?
So if it was not by somebody else, there's no machlokas.
Yeah, right.
It goes to the Yoshim, everyone agrees.
Mm-hmm. That's not, I mean, as you see, the base of this halacha is the halacha m'tafl the yasmin. Right? That's Rashi Bavon's right away. Right? It's halacha m'tafl the yasmin. Otherwise, it means tam. You know, Baalei Chovos collect from anything. Right? So we're working with halacha of m'tafl the yasmin. Right, that's the shadow over here. Whether this is bechlal, it didn't have the yasmi.
Is this getting involved in the machlokas that we had in the Mishnah that Rav Meir says that metalfa is not meshuba to the ksuba?
Could be, right? Could be. I think there's a taka on nidden about this, right? Rav Meir holds that metalfa is meshuba.
Right.
It would sound like this Mishnah Kibshut is going like Rameya, and that's why the Ksuvah Tisha B'chlal is the Manda Omar in this, right? Yeah. I think this is maybe Shalom and Shem about this. Yeah. So
isn't Yerusha automatic wherever it is? Yerusha has to be in your control to be Yerusha? Isn't Yerusha anywhere in the world the Yerusha?
So we're talking about halacha of metata liyasmi, right? That's the halacha they're talking about, right? The halacha.
You said the Yerusha weren't Yerusha, I think.
I didn't mean to say that. I'm saying that the shaila will have, and this is what Rashi speaks at right away, right? Rashi says, you see the Rashi, the second line Rashi. Right. Right. So that's what Rashi is bavaring over here. Choiv v'kodin is doch metaltele. Tatele yasme or lo mishtabdi. Hochod lavishu sayu manchi svil reb tarfen to meitzim yad haloiva or miyad mi shehifkir esle v'noisin bal choiv.
So he holds this halacha metatlin the yasmi lo mishtabdi is specifically when it's in their control.
Right. Okay, we'll call it that. Yeah. Right. Right. So Rav Tarfon, the pshat sheet of Rav Tarfon is that it doesn't have the din of metatlin the yasmi, and according to Rabbi Kiva, right, the din is that they'll have a din of metatlin the yasmi.
Were they Yerusha?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's in the Yerusha. the Yerusha is chal even on, right, other things, roi, right? There might be a different din, the gabi, the din of Pishnaim, of Bechor, but the Ike Yerusha is chal on Chavis and Pekodin.
Even if it's not in the Rishus.
Mm-hmm.
Is this connected to the Gemara, Gazav Lo Nesai Shal Balam Shneim En Yechol Mahaktish Zelafi Shehenu Shalom V'Zelafi Shehenu Rishuso? That if you don't have Rishus over things, you have a limited, it limits your bialis a little bit?
See, but that's Takadir, but Pekodin doesn't have that halacha. Right, so the fact that this halacha over here applies to Pekodin would tell us that it's not totally in that.
Pekodin, the person could be Maktish?
Yeah.
So it's nothing to do with
right,
that.
Right. The halacha over there is only because the Gazan is holding it by Shleib Ritzayna. It's not holding it for him.
Okay, sure.
Let's just see Rabbi Kiva, okay, and then we'll have to hold over here for now. The Rashi says, well, I didn't see Rabbi Kiva yet. Rabbi Kiva Shita is Em Rachim Adin El Yinosn Li Yoshin Shukulin Svichin Shvur Ben Hayoshin Svichin Shvur. Zok Rashi that Yinosn Li Yoshin Zok Rashi V'loy Mahanya Tfisa. Right. Have to see what that's referring to. Right? Sounds like he's talking to the halacha that the Mishnah later on mentions about kol kodim kol kodim zocha. Very good, yeah. Okay, shukulon tzvichin shvua, right? Shukulon tzvichin shvua.
We're not talking about tfisa mechayim. It's no mahanya tfisa akamisa.
Mm-hmm. Shukul and Sichin Shvur. This name be pirkin abo lifin machsi yisayimim lo yifra elo b'shvur. The halacha is that you always need a shvur. Right? Lo yifra elo b'shvur. V'chol zman shle nishpo ein lehem rishus bohen ve'ein ono yoidim im yesh lahem olov klum without a shvur hilkoch mishameis hameis zochu ben hayoshim hu rishus anheim. Bikiva, what does Bikiva say? Bikiva just tells us that Hayois, that they need a shvua in order for them to make their gvir. At this point, they didn't make the shvua, so it's not nizbar akoponim lebezden that they have schusim in the moment.
Because they might not make the shvua.
It sounds like from Rashi that till they make the shvua, we don't know. The shvua is the beer.
So really, what comes out is Rabbi Akiva really agrees with the Tarfin.
It's okay.
If there was no shvua, he would agree that you should give it to the kosher Rambam. But because of this shvua thing, it prevents the Baal Chov, the Isha having koyach, but whatever, and therefore.
Okay, so that's what we're getting at, right? Exactly. I'm just trying to tap on it. There are a lot of things, they're saying a lot of things over here. What is the goof of Machlik is over here? What's the point?
Right.
Right? You know, what is this, Eim Racham Adin? Does that really have anything to do with it over here? Right?
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
Sound like the main thing is the
Shvur. Okay, so this is the point that we want to make right now. We have to leave the island right now and have a chance to think about it. Right after you still go over the Gemara, come back again, then try to be Amy. What is the Gufa Machlaikis between Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva? Alright? Okay, we'll have to hold it.
I'm not sure we're going to. I had a Havamina to say something. Rabbi Davis wasn't hearing it, and I see the Ron says that it's. He says, like Rabbi Davis, Lav Dafke Shvua.
Okay, fine, you get it.